This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want here, the live Saturday edition. Continuing with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Skype username here is lrn.fm. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line. You can join us there at discord.lrn.fm. We've got regular call-in lines, too, which are loaded up, by the way. Full phones here right now at toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. What do you know? A lot of people have a lot of opinions about school shootings, government schools in general, and where to go from here. We're going to go to your calls and your thoughts. Let's talk first to Cindy in South Carolina, listening to WQXL in Columbia. Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
Hey there.
I'm a retired teacher. I just retired last year. And I want everybody to know that the public schools, the government schools, are doing a great job. You should not point fingers at the public schools, because if you do away with the public education system, that's what's made this country great. That
what?
Anybody can get an education that wants an education. If they
but
do
it's
away
not a particularly good education.
Schools, yes, yes. It's
no,
available.
No, it's not. No,
oh,
it's
yes.
available, but
oh,
it's
yes,
not a good education.
I bet
it's barely sufficient. I mean, it is.
No,
not...
you are so wrong. You have
lady, look at
the
look at the examples from the homeschoolers, the unschoolers. These kids knock the socks off of those government schoolers, those government
well,
school kids.
Well, then you need to be quiet and listen, and I'll tell you why.
I could tell you were a teacher.
Yes,
ma'am.
We take kids from every walk of life. If these people who are homeschooling their children are giving their kids one-on-one, they are most likely from a higher economic level than the poorest kids that we get. We
not
get
necessarily.
Kids whose parents are crackheads. We get kids whose parents don't come home at all.
Mm-hmm.
We take the lowest of the low and the highest of the high, and we try to educate all of them. As far as programs in public schools, they are vastly different than you remember. We have to address five modalities of learning: the kinesthetic, the visual, the auditory, the tactile. Every lesson we do takes hours of planning. We have the best equipment. We have the best highly educated teachers. The problem
could have fooled me.
That we have with children who don't get an education is, number one, they have some type of disability, or they do not want to be educated.
Mm.
They
but
are
they're forced
not
to be there anyway. Isn't that
well,
really one of the problems, though?
Anyway, that's exactly right. So I propose that if you want to raise the caliber of the public school for the children who don't want to come to school and don't want academics, push them out into a vocational school and start training them for some type of job. We have that in my county. There is a vocational school, and they do a wonderful job of training carpenters and bricklayers and home builders. They do a great job at that. And the kids who are bound for college stay there and study academics. And I challenge you to go visit some of the school districts and just look at what's going on in them.
I've seen enough from the school district here. They spend a ridiculous amount of money per student. It's like $20,000 per student per year. It's absolutely insane. Some private schools can do it for a fraction of that.
That's not true. If you send a child to private school, you're going to have to pay for the teacher's salary. You're going to have to pay for all the equipment.
What do you think I'm paying for with property taxes?
Well, you're going to pay a lot more in a private school.
Not necessarily.
My daughter is sending her child, let me finish, to a private school in Atlanta, and it's $6,000 a semester just for kindergarten.
That's still less than what it costs to send a kid to a government school.
Private schools can be more.
No, you're
going to
pay about $40,000 in a government school. I'm telling you, y'all are 40,000
is less than 6,000.
You're maligning the public schools.
I'm going to malign the public schools, madam. There's no doubt I'll malign the public schools. Government programs are, by their nature, monopolies, which are inefficient, have poor customer service.
She says they're the best, Mark.
Well, they're not. I mean, they turn out a graduation rate of functional illiteracy above 19%, basically 20%.
Because we are forced to graduate kids because parents come in and say, you pass my kid or I'm going to sue you. So what do you do?
I don't have an answer for you as to why government schools stink.
I can tell you why.
No, they offer a good education.
You can get a good. I will concur with you.
They went through the public school system.
Right.
They are living proof that a poor kid can succeed if you buckle down and try.
I wouldn't disagree.
No doubt about that.
Listen. In the public school system, are not interested in getting an education.
You can get a good education at a government school, but you can get a good education at a private school, probably a better one, and you can get probably a better education through homeschooling. So, you know, when you have this expensive, inefficient model where people end up, you know, in this case, we're talking about people getting being in a shooting gallery here, you know, that you have to look at the value of it from that standpoint. These kids whom you're talking about, they have problems at home, and they do, there's no doubt, but for 10 years, or, you know, whatever grade they drop out of, for 13 years, the government school basically has them for half of their waking lives, and they still can't, you know, they can't turn out a good kid. Government schools are highly overrepresented in the prison system. And, I mean, at this point, I say, toss it away, try something new.
Thank you for the call tonight, Cindy. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is something that the...
By the way, I've got a 10-year-old. This isn't something I just, you know, I'm just talking about. Education's on my mind all the time. And I've got to ask myself, do I want to send my kid? I could. It would be a lot easier in some ways in my life to send my kid off for somebody else to take care of him at a middle-class mm-hmm. government babysitting service, a day prison. It'd be a lot easier to send him off for somebody to take care of him for, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours a day or whatever it might be. Maybe there's extracurricular activities. But I don't think that he'll get the best education, and I don't think we'll create the best bond as a family.
So what she brought up was one of the common excuses, the common, you know, refrains that you hear from the people who support the status quo, whether they be teachers or parents or whoever,
Some teachers don't.
Oh, look, there's people who got a good job after school. There's my friends or family members or me. I turned out okay. They can point to themselves and say, I know how to read. I can do math. I did good in government school.
You went to government school your whole life, right?
The government schools are fine. They're good, they will say. But the thing is, what you don't know is what you're missing, right? Like, you can see there's the seen and then there's the unseen. There's the seen of, sure, Mark, you're right, there's some illiterate people, but they're just, you know, they're not trying or whatever, or those schools might have failed them. But for the most part, most people are graduating fine. They're going on to careers and all that. But the thing that is unseen is the potential that's wasted with those people who could have gotten an even better education. Maybe an education that was more focused on the things that they wanted to do, rather than, all right, son, do you want to do music? Do you want to do computer? Do you want to do art? I mean, it's like these are the what do they call them, the electives, for instance, right, that they had when I was in school 20 years ago or whatever it was. You know, none of those things are particularly relevant, like computers maybe, but particularly relevant to real career paths. It's just something to busy yourself with.
I think arts and athletics and these sorts of things are extraordinarily important, but that's the difference in what parents may see as far as educating their kids goes. Look, any organization that fails as consistently as government school has failed wouldn't exist in a free market. Only the government would subsidize this level of failure. I understand that government school teachers have a Herculean task. This lady who called in, who's, you know, she's right. She had a very difficult task taking these kids of crack addicts or whatever it is.
I'm sure she did the best she could.
Right. Alexander the Great, when confronted with the Gordian knot, you know, I mean, how many people were executed over the Gordian knot prior to it coming? It's a knot you simply can't untie. You can't put these people in with a problem that can't be solved and expect them to do well. I'm not saying the teachers are the problem. I'm saying the system in which teachers are put is the problem.
Absolutely true. And to some extent, that system can attract some problem teachers and then keep them there because they get tenure. But there, anyway, more coming up here, 855, 450, free. But I had some good teachers in government school because they didn't have anywhere else they could go. There weren't any choices in the marketplace. For the most part, it's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Speaking of online, there have been people in the liberty movement. We here on Free Talk Live, we're libertarians, we're voluntarists, we love freedom. The libertarian movement has for a long time needed to have a tool that just hasn't been done right until now, which is to say a liberty business directory, a place where somebody who's a libertarian can go to find other liberty-minded people who are running businesses so they can patronize them, because it makes sense. You want to shop with people who have a similar mindset as you do. If you're going to be spending money in the marketplace, do you want to spend it with somebody who loves the government, or do you want to spend it with somebody who loves freedom? But how do you know? Because most businesses don't wear that sort of thing on their sleeve. They don't want to offend certain segments of their customers or whatever. You go to liberty.menu. It is a site that launched in the middle of last year, or I guess it relaunched in a big way last year during the summertime. And then just recently, we've teamed up with them to help them promote liberty.menu. I am excited about it. I think it's a great tool. It works really well. I've used it to list several things on there, and it's not just businesses, it's also digital content. So I put up Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, the movie that I'm the executive producer of, that's on there. There's also events, so maybe you've got a group that meets in your local area. You can put that on there as well. So if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, this is the site for you. You can list your business or businesses or other events or whatever for free at liberty.menu. You can go through, if you're just a patron, you can go through and leave reviews of businesses that you patronized. There's a bit of a social networking aspect to the site.
You can spend a lot of time on the site if you wanted to.
It works really well. Go check it out. It's free to use, so there's really no reason not to go and do this. Liberty.menu. And it's also easy to remember. That's liberty.menu. As we continue with your calls and your thoughts, let's go all the way over to Scotland, where Wikiwea is on the line. He's on our on-air call-in line via discord.lrn.fm. Wikiwea, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. And good morning.
Okay, so good morning. I just wanted to bring up this idea of how, effectively, I wouldn't say I necessarily call myself a minarchist or anti-cap or anything, but just kind of playing devil's advocate and making the case why a minarchist society would be better than a voluntarist one. I mean, how in a voluntarist society, let's say you have the NAP, I mean,
that's
how
the non-aggression principle.
Right, we're going to have to do some definitions here. So a minarchist society is a society where they have small government. You're using the term anarchist to describe, I presume, a place where, there is, that a government is free market and that people get to pick in between governing agencies. And the NAP is the non-aggression principle, which says something to the effect of you shouldn't use force or fraud to solve your problems.
Aggressive force.
Right, force, yep. Aggressive force, yep.
Right, well, this is the thing. I mean, in an anarchist society, there would be lots of little communities that develop that don't, internally, that don't respect the NAP. And, I mean, what would you do about them? Like, what would you, because if you're going to, like, go into them or kind of, let's say, invade them, in order to liberate.
Well, why would somebody who believes in the non-aggression principle invade another place?
Well, because they're using, for their, let's say they're kind of oppressing the people who are internally living within that community.
So you're saying to go in as a rescue squad to liberate people from oppression. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, because in an anarchist society, there would be loads of tiny little communities that...
Here in the United States, there's an organization called the Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints or something like that.
Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, yeah. FLDS.
They are not to be confused with the Mormons, mm-hmm. right? So this is a much more fundamentalist sect that broke off in the late 19th century. And they've got these communities where basically older men marry a bunch of younger women. Real great for the older men, probably not so great for the younger women. But it really stinks for the very younger men because essentially they're pushed pushed out of the community because the older men want their, sisters,
their competition,
and schoolmates and these sorts of things. So these young boys are often, or young men are often, sort of on the street and homeless. There exist in the United States rescue organizations that help with these young men, help them to get jobs, get on their feet, get apartments and these sorts of things so that they can go on and, live a productive life. I don't know what every society would look like in the future, but I would suggest that if you go invading societies around the world for their actions on some subgroup or whatever, you're going to find the same results that you get here and now when you, say, invade Afghanistan because young boys are being used in a pedophilic manner or whatever.
Oh, he dropped off the line. Wikiwea, thank you for the call. I guess he got his question out there on the on-air call-in line. I think that just to further answer the question, though, if there are areas in which people are being oppressed and we have people who believe in the ideas of non-aggression, I don't think it's, aggression for those people to say, hey, let's go see if we can help these folks. As you say, Mark, maybe that will result in blowback. Maybe that will result in consequences, but at the very least, then the blowback and consequences will likely be more targeted against the people who committed those acts in the first place. Right now, when the U.S. military, for instance, goes over and does whatever it is they do in some other country, the targeting comes back against the whole of the United States. It could be in the form of bombings, like the Boston bombing or whatever, the Boston Marathon. But it's usually people who didn't really have anything to do necessarily with the whatever the incursion happened to be. Whereas if it's a very specific group that is doing these invasions that isn't, part of a national military, if they're just a private group of mercenaries hired by a private group of individuals, then it's more likely that that private group of individuals will receive whatever the blowback is in that case, rather than just sort of dispersing bombings among masses of people. At least it would seem that way to me. If somebody picks on you, you want to know who it was that picked on you, right?
Sure.
You want to go after that person specifically. But terrorists can't go after the U.S. military. They're too big. They're too powerful. So they just make other strikes against the people.
They do sometimes. And I think what they're trying to do is create an atmosphere where people are not so happy about foreign policy. And to some extent, they've succeeded. I mean, the Americans appear to be worn out when it comes to war.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. We go to Brian. He's in Indianapolis, listening to WIBQ FM. Hey, Brian.
Hello, gentlemen. Good evening.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm hearing a libertarian argument about free market schools, the free market model being the best way to educate our children. But I have, there's a fallacy in your argument. Let me point it out to you.
I want you to do that, but hang on. We're going to bring you back. You're going to be coming up here in just a moment. We'll let you make sure you get your thoughts out, because I want to hear the fallacy.
Absolutely.
I want to hear the fallacy and why the free marketplace, which has never been tried in education in my lifetime, would be...
Not in this country.
Yeah, would be a failure, or there would be there's something wrong with that, because competition seems to me that it would, bring up quality and bring down price.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, dial in toll free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian
and Mark.
We've got Skype usernames lrn.fm. We've got Discord. The Discord is discord.lrn.fm. And I want you to know about the Blink home security system. It is super affordable. If you've ever looked at home security systems before, you know they've got cheap wired models, but a lot of cases you get what you pay for with those things. You usually have to end up having to, you know, get a mid-range or better, and then you have to pay some professional to install it. If you want to actually get a decent home security system for a shockingly low price that's easy to install, I know it sounds too good to be true, but really, it's a wireless home security system that is like a matter of minutes that it takes to set it up. You unbox, you put the batteries in, you set it all up wirelessly via your, say, your tablet or your smartphone, and then within moments you've got your home security system up and running, and it'll send you clips of things that happen in front of the camera during the time frames you specify. Those clips will be sent right to your smart device. It's super easy, and you can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one of their wired cameras. Go and see it for yourself over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL. Like Free Talk Live, that's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go back to Brian in Indianapolis. He says he's going to poke a hole or two in our free market education system concept. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the fallacy in your argument is based on a market-driven approach to education. We all know that when anyone wants to have a business, the goal is to try to maximize their profits as possible by trying to expand their market toward as many people as possible to sell their product.
Sure.
Let's say you have students that are, for whatever reason, don't learn as well as other students. How
has to happen?
Well, my point is that if you turn the entire educational system from K through 12 into a free market system solely, and you get rid of public schools, then what incentive would any private market driven school what incentive would they have to teach those students who are not learning as well as the other ones? You would think.
What incentive do any businesses have to donate to charity?
Well, the point is that businesses right now try to maximize their profits.
No, you didn't answer my question. What incentive, because my question is an answer to some extent to your question, to your objection, what you're saying it's all about maximization of profits, and I'm asking you, why, if it's all about maximization of profits, do businesses donate to charity?
Well, why do they? Many times they do it for PR. Many times they do it because out of altruistic purposes.
Okay.
Many times they do it because they want a tax write-off.
There's three reasons why people will be taken care of in a marketplace system. And further, it's not always about maximizing profits as it is about satisfying your customers. Because you don't make a profit if you don't satisfy your customers. You understand that, right? Like in business.
You realize that if you don't maximize your profits as a business, you're not going to stay in business very well. And
as long as your business is profitable, you stay in business. It doesn't matter if you've maximized the profits.
So tell me the profit in teaching students that are not doing well academically. Who's going to go into business and have a school targeting underachieving students? This goes back to the teacher in South Carolina, where and by the way, I'm a product of private schools. The only public school in my entire life I ever attended is Indiana University. My entire K through 12 education was at Catholic schools, so I'm actually a living embodiment of what you all are arguing for: a private educated individual. I am a private educated individual. I attended Catholic schools from first grade through 12th grade. I never attended a public school until I went to Indiana University. And by the way, I have 3 degrees from Indiana University.
Awesome.
I might add. But the point I'm making, but what I'm saying to you is I am not a government educated individual. I'm actually going to defend something I never even attended. That's the public school system.
I appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time to call in. I mean, no doubt about it. I guess my rebuttal to it would be when you say academics, what do you mean? Because the government school requirements for me getting out of just to graduate from the Florida government school system, I went for 9 years to private school, and the last four I went to government high school, were simply addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. I had covered these by seventh grade. The level that it took to graduate high school in the school in which I graduated, with trigonometry and analytic geometry as my highest level, was simply the level was addition. It was what they called consumer math. It was the basics. So what do you mean when you say academics? Do all kids need academics? My father, who managed to support a family pretty well as a mold maker for Tropicana for 30 years, wasn't exactly the brightest guy when it came to doing math and that sort of thing. But he did manage workarounds for doing his job. He had a mathematic understanding of things, but he didn't know how to do problems and those sorts of things. Academics don't necessarily work for everybody, and a free market would provide, I'm presuming, because we don't get to try this, because we have a monopoly system, and in this academic system we're told monopolies are bad except for this one. You're going to support
this one. Well, we don't have a monopoly system, because I'm a...
No, we don't.
I went to private school. Wait.
You didn't have to attend it, but you have to pay for it. My son, who's 10 years old, money comes from, because money's fungible, right? Money comes from his educational fund to educate kids whose parents drive better cars and live in bigger houses than he do. He does. The fact is that he is stolen from on a regular basis to fund an education that he will never receive.
Well, you know, the argument with what you're saying is, do you want to live in a society where where the majority of Americans have access to education.
Access to education apparently isn't working.
Again,
I will go back to 20% of graduates are functionally illiterate. What does access to education mean?
Where did you get that statistic from, if you don't mind me asking?
The Huffington Post.
Okay.
Is that liberal enough for you?
Well, look, access. I mean, the marketplace provides access to things because it has the incentive.
I can hunt
to
it
do
down
that
for you if you'd like. But the fact of the matter is, go to the south side of Chicago and take a look at how government schools are working.
Well, I mean, you can argue with anything, any institution. There's no institution that's perfect, not even the free market. I mean, you know,
20%
financial crisis, 20%
functionally. 20% functional illiteracy isn't just not perfect.
The market
isn't failing.
The market isn't perfect. Nothing is perfect. But the difference is I'm not forced to pay for failure in the marketplace. If a business owner invests in an idea.
We're forced to pay for a lot of things we don't approve of. I mean, we're forced to being.
Not in the marketplace.
Are you for privatizing the military?
I'm for abolishing the military entirely. I'm for abolishing it. If you want to hire somebody to protect you, you should hire somebody to protect you. Don't force me to pay for it. I'm not interested in paying for warmongering around the world. Are you?
So you think the Army, the Marines, Navy, and Air Force should be privatized?
I think it should be abolished. And then if you want to create your own little force to go around the world and kill people, that's your business. I'm not interested in supporting that sort of thing. Are you?
That's a specious argument. I'm not saying for going around killing people. Just because I support the U.S. military doesn't mean I'm for going around the world to slay dragons. So that's your argument.
Okay.
I don't buy that.
Well, I'm still not in favor of forcing people to pay for things they don't want to pay for. And in the marketplace, if I don't want to go and shop at Walmart, I don't have to. In the marketplace, if I don't want to go and shop at Target, I don't have to. If I want to go to all mom-and-pop businesses, I can do that. If I want to order online because I, you know, don't like the next-door guy, I can do that, too. I can choose what I want. I just want people to be free to choose. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, and then you go back to stating that that the government schools are some kind of beacon for these maniacs to come in and shoot our kids, like the incident that happened in Parkland, Florida.
Well, I mean, certainly when, and thank you for the call tonight, Brian, I appreciate it. I mean, certainly if you have a place where everybody's disarmed, then that's going to be a place where somebody who wants to get away with a murder is going to do it.
If they're, you know, cognizant,
thinking about
they
it.
May be nuts.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
They do it at military bases sometimes, too.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And aren't there certain points on military bases where you're not allowed to be armed?
Yeah, that's true.
It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here, the live Saturday edition of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have the AMP program, so for those of you that want to get behind Free Talk Live and help us be heard on more radio stations around the country, bring the show, bring the messages of freedom and peace and cryptocurrency and liberty to as many places as possible, please become an amplifier. It takes just a moment of your time. It's $5 a month. That's it. And it helps us get on more stations. We've got almost 180 stations right now. And we could be on 300. It just takes marketing. And so AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And those are the things that we can do with your $5 per month. So you spend that with us, you get some cool perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord chats. Go and get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. We go to Deborah. She's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Deborah.
Hello. I've been waiting for quite a while, so I have a lot to say.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I think schools are politicized. They indoctrinate our kids. They're not a free flow of ideas anymore. They act like they're experts on the social ills and behavioral problems, and they don't even know how to begin to address them anymore. They used to have a little better handle on it. But the unions have – I've been a teacher for a while. I'm not teaching now. I have four kids. There are good teachers out there, but the system sucks. That's just really the bottom line. My two sons, I have four kids, I have two stepkids, but my two sons, one of them was very highly gifted, and the other one was falling behind. And they don't know how to handle male students anymore. It's almost a loss, but my oldest son said, Mom, in the seventh grade, he said, Mom, I hate school. He says, I can learn everything that I'm learning in school in less than an hour. And then I go to school 7 hours, and I have to come home and do a couple hours of homework. He goes, it's stupid.
I believe
it. He goes, guess what I learned in school? He says, I learned how to cuss, have sex, do drugs, disrespect my teachers. I'm sitting there with my mouth open saying, okay, son. So I got him out, put him in charter school. My other son was in the sixth grade. He was learning at a fourth grade level, if he was learning at all, anything in his classrooms. And they wanted him to be so independent. He was not. They wanted him to organize everything, write everything off the board, turn in his homework. He couldn't do that. It was just like his backpack was a disaster, like a bomb went off in it all the time. So he was failing.
Don't say that.
And they were failing.
You're not allowed to say bomb in school.
No, I apologize. You know what I mean? It was like, it's pretty weird. It's so sad. Listen to this. It's so sad. So anyway, the bottom line is that I could not put anything together with him. He was terrible at handwriting until I finally put him in some mathnasium, and they said, this guy
in
is amazing
what?
At mathnasium.
Math. Mathnasium. What is that?
Mathnasium.
It's a private course.
It's summer school, yeah. I had to go outside of the school system to keep my kids up to par, as well as help them so much at home. So there are kids can get through school and graduate by the time they're 15 and 16 if the school will let them. But they will not. It's this whole union control, and it's this whole indoctrination, and we are indoctrinating our kids. I've been indoctrinated. I went to the public school. So
that's the purpose. That's part of the purpose is to indoctrinate the youth into believing in the government, believing that the state is its friend and it's necessary, and that cops are your friends, and that all kinds of propaganda comes out of government schools.
All kinds of propaganda. But I will say this. Okay, this is a little different. This is off subject because you brought it up. I do believe that the military has a role, and America would not be here today if we did not have a strong military. There are some problems with it. I do agree. But for the most part...
Why would America not be here if there was...
What was the incident? Which war would that have been?
Germany, Japan...
neither of which invaded the United States.
Which one?
ISIS? Japan hit Pearl Harbor.
They hit Pearl Harbor because of a oil blockade that was put on them for their actions against China
by the meddling United States.
By the United States, so it was a retaliation to a blockade. I'm not saying that the blockade wasn't necessarily warranted or anything like that, but the United States meddled first off. And there's also the McCullough memo that one should at least look at that basically outlines how to get the United States into war with Japan. That was circulated through the Roosevelt administration. And if it wasn't,
they wanted
followed,
to gin up conflict.
It certainly was.
Okay, I have something
follow.
I have to share with you. I worked with a gentleman named Mohammed in 1989.
Okay.
Okay. And he escaped from Iran.
Yeah.
He told
Sounds
me
like a
they had
caste
systems. Escape
from.
Yes, he said they had caste systems there. He was engaged to a woman who's in a higher caste. The family said no, so they couldn't. They wanted to elope and come to America. They killed her. They threw acid on her, and they were coming after him.
Jeez.
He escaped. Right. So what he told me then was, he said, and I was still kind of young, he said, you know what, America will wake up someday. He says, they're evil people over there, not everybody, but they are brainwashed over there. He goes, they're going to infiltrate America, and they're going to take America by force or by infiltration. You watch, you'll see it someday. And here we are. So there are evil actors in the world.
Yeah, a lot of them are in Washington, D.C. What, do you trust those people to protect you?
I trust them more than I do ISIS or ISIL.
ISIS was certainly created in part by the U.S.'s meddling in Iraq. It created a vacuum that, caused them to be able to rise up. They certainly wouldn't have been able to do that.
I distrust the government more and more because they have nobody to hold them accountable. I will say
no doubt.
That. I think that they have lost their way. And we don't throw them in prison for breaking the law. Like
you can't. They would have to throw themselves in prison. So you're right. They don't enforce their own rules upon themselves, and so
they
therefore, you can't. If you can't trust the government in one area, you can't trust them in any area because they are completely insulated from anything but criticism. I mean, at the very least, we have the ability to criticize them here in the United States. But if you try withholding your funds from them, they're going to come after you and put you in a cage.
I believe that the military is largely full of good people whose superiors in the military.
So is the Postal Service.
Wait a second.
But they still suck at delivering the mail.
They're operatives. The the people that are above them are basically men with hammers looking for nails, and the people above them, the politicians, are liars and thieves. Not to say that they're not good people in the military, it's just that they're in a system that is, you know, flawed from the top to the bottom. And Eisenhower, you know, a great U.S. general, warned us of the military-industrial complex. I don't think the average person really understood that warning.
Smedley Butler. What did he say?
Smedley Butler, the most decorated Marine in history, warned something similar. And we don't really have access to a way to stop it. The politicians decide what's going to go on in foreign policy, and we don't.
Well, that's the problem right there. Is we do need to have the military to protect the United States. But what has happened is, like everything, they have politicized it. Look what's going on in Mexico. They've taken away their gun rights. They've taken away their land. They own all of the utilities. They own all the gas. They own all the banks. That's what's slowly starting to happen here. We need to grope together and do something to say no more. I don't know how it's going to happen.
I am with you on that point,
no
Deborah.
More.
Thank you for the call tonight.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Hearing from you. One of the ways I'm saying no more is I moved to New Hampshire as part of a New Hampshire freedom migration of libertarians and voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, people who care about freedom, who are saying no more. And a lot of us believe in secession. A lot of people say, you know what? What's the point of this federal government? What is it? Do you a favor? No, it doesn't. It just rapes and pillages and, you know, extracts wealth and obedience from people, and it's just absolutely horrible.
I think that the federal government does do things through its pillaging to sort of distribute bread and circuses to the American people. This is a higher standard of living than the vast majority of people around the world enjoy, but
that's because of the marketplace, not because of the government.
There's money brought in. I mean, the State Department has all kinds of rules that make it difficult for other countries to operate in the market. Place. Money flows to the United States government as a result. The U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency. I'd be willing to say that the average person does receive some benefit, but at what cost? When you look at what's going on in Syria, everywhere in the Middle East.
The cost is incalculable because so much wealth is siphoned off the top of the productive people in this country. To suggest that there's any kind of benefit to that is absolutely insulting. It's not a benefit to have a group of men and women who you don't know stealing your money from you and then spending it on things like blowing up innocent people around the world. There's no benefit to that. The reason we have a nice life in the United States is because generally the government here over the last 200 years has been more hands-off than other governments in other places, and we're coasting on a lot of the wealth that was created in that time frame. More coming up here in moments. We've got a full hour to go here on our live Saturday edition, and you can join us. This is Free.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.